everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. Local farmers are now accepting internship applications for the upcoming season. If you've considered a career in agriculture or are a hard worker who wants to learn more about how food is produced, internships are totally the way to go. The Pacific Northwest is rich in agricultural land and opportunities to intern on a farm or ranch. You can find statewide internship applications and listings online at the Tilth Producers of Washington website, or you can take advantage of opportunities right here on the Olympic Peninsula. Jefferson County, for example, has a fantastic program called FIELD that provides a multidisciplinary study in sustainable ag. FIELD participants are paired with a host farm mentor who provides comprehensive instruction in the daily operations of their farm. Then, this work is supplemented with intensive workshops on a wide range of subjects, such as humane animal slaughter, water law, farm construction, cider production, and marketing. The FIELD program is now accepting applications for the 2014 growing season. For more info and application details, check out Jefferson County's WSU Extension website or contact Kelly Henwood, Field Intern Coordinator, at 360-379-5610. One of the gems of Jefferson County's FIELD program is Spring Rain Farm and Orchard in Chimicum. With the help of interns, they grow a wide variety of fruits, veggies, plant starts, asparagus, garlic, eggs, chicken, and lamb. These healthy, happy, organic chickens produce large, multicolored eggs that have golden yolks and are packed with protein and vitamins. You can find them at the year-round Port Angeles Farmers Market every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Local eggs are a must-have, and although they do cost more than conventionally raised ones from GMO-fed chickens, they are worth every penny. Think quality, not quantity, when it comes to eggs in your diet. Quiche is one of my favorite egg dishes. Whether I'm inspired to roll out a pastry dough or just press last night's leftover rice into a buttered pan for a gluten-free crust, quiches are simple and handy because you can throw just about anything from your fridge into them. I like to saute up some leeks and greens first and transfer the mixture to a medium-sized bowl. Then crack in 4 to 6 eggs, depending how large a quiche I'm making. Add some local raw milk or cream. Shred up whatever ends of cheese are loitering around the fridge and toss in a bunch of dried or fresh herbs. Pour the whole mixture into your crust and bake at 350 until it's cooked all the way through and golden, usually about 30 to 45 minutes. You can also cheat and make a crustless one-pan quiche by sautéing your leeks and greens in a cast iron skillet and then adding your egg, milk, and herb mixture directly to the pan and popping the whole thing in the oven. And of course, quiche pairs perfectly with a quick winter salad of shredded cabbage, beets, and carrots dressed with just a splash of lemon juice and vinegar. Yum. This is Kia Armstrong reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. For more information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.